Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
To the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement. First, you text the word Mike or Michael, and this is the number you use, 33103. So as you know, I always read text messages regardless when you are. You don't even have to be listening to me, but you can send me a text message, a story you want me to bring to my attention, a question you have, an answer you have, whatever it is, 33103, and just start the message out with the word Mike or Michael. Then go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Do it. Come on, do it right now. It's, I just told Damien, it's like -9 degrees outside here in Denver right now. So I need to get the website all warmed up so I can kind of cozy around the warm website fire. So, get to that website right now, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find all the social media icons, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'd appreciate a follow on all of those. Then you can, obviously send the stories. There's a part on the website that is called How to Listen that has all of the affiliates on it, what time they carry the program, what, you know, some affiliates repeat the program on Sunday, some carry it again tonight. It just, you know, everything you need to know is at michaelsaysgohere.com. And then last but not least, I would really, really appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. When you search for the podcast in your podcast app, whichever one you use, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you the weekday program, the weekend program. And so you've got 23 hours of me, which is obviously more than anybody needs, but it's really good for your health. It's really good for your health. Lowers cholesterol. For you guys, it's like a heavy dose of testosterone. For you ladies, it's like a good dose of estrogen. And for all you meth heads, It's like a not quite, you know, overdose of meth. So, you know, hey, well, actually I'm in Colorado. So it's really good weed and it's really good magic mushrooms. So be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Now, serious stuff. Vice President William Lee, you know who that is? You really should. He's the candidate of the ruling Democrat Progressive Party in Taiwan. Taiwan had their elections last night, which was their Saturday. It's just turned Sunday in Taiwan. Anyway, the vice president has claimed victory in the presidential election. Now, according to results from 95% of polling stations, now, this news is, excuse me, gotta get some Diet Coke here. I'm choking up. I'm so excited about this. I'm choking up. The reason this election is important is a whole bunch of different reasons. First and foremost, the Democratic Progressive Party is not what you think it is in terms of if you hear me normally talking about progressive Democrats, well, not naturally you think about Marxists and communists. That's not the case in Taiwan. The Democratic Progressive Party is the, I would describe them as they are the pro-Taiwanese remain independent. They're anti-communist, they're anti-mainland China, they're anti-Chinese Communist Party, And they believe in free markets. They believe in individual liberty. They believe in individual freedom. And he succeeds his boss, who was, her name will come to me in a minute. She was a woman. She's term limited out. She has served 8 years. And during those 8 years, she has really pissed off the Chinese Communist Party, which I say congratulations. He held a insurmountable lead over his closest competitor, Hu Yai, however you pronounce it, who is from the KMT party, and that stands for Kuomintang or something. But they are they're a pro-unification, pro-Chinese Communist Party, and so they kind of got shoved by the side. Li, who currently serves, as I said, as vice president, has always, for his entire life, even when he was in the Taiwanese legislature, the Taiwanese Congress, has been a staunch advocate for Taiwan's independence from China. He has rejected all of President Xi Jinping's territorial claims amid increasingly hostile rhetoric. He has expressed his determination to safeguard Taiwan from all the ongoing Chinese threats and intimidation, and he insists that his government will aim to replace confrontation with dialogue in its exchange with mainland China. The People's Republic of China spokesman issued a warning that if Taiwan's governing Democratic Progressive Party, quote, continues to stubbornly adhere to their Taiwan independence position, we support the relevant departments taking further measures in accordance with the regulations. Well, what the hell does that mean? Well, it means that China, the People's Republic of China, now anytime you hear something called the People's Republic of something, it's not a republic. And it doesn't belong to the people. It belongs to some ruling party. And in this case, it's the Chinese Communist Party. The reason this is important, this is a bulkhead. This is a bulwark against further expansion of the Chinese Communist Party in the Indo-Pacific region. With a severely weakening China economy, with war going on in Ukraine, potentially spreading to the Balkan states, with war going on in the Middle East, potentially spreading to Iran, with potential war going on in South America, this is a glimmer of hope. And it's a glimmer of hope for American hegemony. And you may think that, you know, the American world order and American hegemony, you know, you don't really care about it. You know, and in fact, this is where Tucker Carlson and I have a vigorous disagreement. Tucker is, you know, opposed to anything in terms of America protecting its national interests outside the country. Now, I understand why. And the reason is we have proven our inability over the past couple of wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, we're looking at you, to successfully prosecute those wars. We have proven our unwillingness to stand up for our interests when actually we should be doing that, and standing up for our interests acts as a deterrent to further expansion of all these tyrannical dictatorships around the world. And I know that many people, in fact, maybe you look at our country. I look at our country probably the same way you do. And I think, well, crap, we can't afford this. Well, crap, we can't, you know, we can't keep doing these things. We can't, we shouldn't be invading Afghanistan. We shouldn't be, you know, going to war with Iran. We shouldn't, you know, start a war with, you know, Chinese Communist Party. I don't think, we shouldn't be doing any of those things. But we don't have to. And I think that's where isolationists get confused, is they think that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Now, that means that we have to change things domestically before we can change things internationally. Let me tell you what the opposite means. The opposite is, if we don't protect our national interests around the world, and if we don't show those aggressors, those tyrannical dictators around the world that want to plunge the world back into the dark ages, then the American order, which has given you, whether you believe it or not, and whether you understand it directly or indirectly, The American world order and American hegemony in terms of world affairs has given you the wonderful life that you live. Now, I know it kind of sucks a little bit right now in terms of the economy, inflation, and everything else. But when we get back, let's talk about what would happen if we lost American hegemony and what would happen if we lost the American world order and what that would mean for your everyday life. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to MichaelSaysGoHere.com. More about American hegemony coming up next.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
told me my mic is hot, so I'm gonna stick it between my legs and warm myself up. So damn cold outside. Stupid Leonbergers, my two Leonberger dogs. I went out and shoveled the driveway this morning, only about an inch or so, but I thought I'd shovel it anyway. And stupid dogs go out, and they just lay and roll in the snow. And I'm bundled up like an Eskimo. It's minus 9 degrees, no wind chill yet, although in some places in Colorado it's 27 below wind chill right now. And those stupid Leonbergers just love it. And, of course, typical Colorado, by Wednesday this week, probably back in the 50s. So, you know, typical Colorado winter weather. But it's climate change. So I'm panic-stricken. I really don't know what to do. I don't know whether I can carry on today, but I'll try. So back to Taiwan and American hegemony. You know, there's a Taiwanese rock band called Mayday. Some people say they're the Beatles of the Chinese-speaking world. They're being investigated by the Chinese Communist Party for the crime of lip-syncing. Local authorities are actually combing through recordings from their Shanghai concerts from last November, looking for evidence of deceptive fake singing. That's what the Chinese Communist Party calls it. That's been illegal in China since 2009. Although, interestingly, the law is rarely enforced against any sort of native Chinese rock bands. But if a Taiwanese rock band goes to Shanghai and do it, by golly, we're going to investigate it. That may seem like an irrelevant little tidbit, but it is an example of how Americans who travel the world, I mean, I know maybe you haven't traveled the world, but many Americans travel the world. They take vacations in exotic places. They want to go see exotic things. Maybe they want to go see the Great Wall of China. And Americans are, as most of the world is, whether we like it or not, we're dependent upon a global economy. I ordered two things from Amazon. They arrived yesterday. Just two minor things. Two little things I needed for my office at home. And I wasn't paying any attention when I ordered it. It probably wouldn't make any difference. I probably couldn't found an American made anyway. But as I pulled them both out of the Amazon package, they both popped up just where I could see made in China. Freaking everything we get is made in China. I challenge you to try to purchase as many things as you can made in America. It's actually difficult to do. And many of the medications that you take, a lot of the precursors for those medications, in fact, even the actual manufacturing of many of those medications, takes place in communist China. So go back to Mayday, the Beatles. Last month, an anonymous Taiwanese government source told Reuters, the news organization, that the investigation had been cooked up because the pop stars were refusing a request from Beijing to say something nice about China in the run-up to yesterday's elections. So the band found itself at the center of a row between the presidential hopefuls, all about Chinese interference. This is the kind of pressure that can be put on a country that is trying to maintain its independence. And granted, there are historical and geographical differences between us and Taiwan. But there's some similarities too. The Chinese Communist Party has never occupied Taiwan. Never. 1946, 1949, when the Communist Party, the revolution was taking over the mainland, and Chiang Kai-shek and, I forget, 1.2 or 2 million Chinese escaped and went to Formosa and formed the country of Taiwan. China has never occupied Taiwan. But that's their objective. Stick with me. Communist China has never occupied the United States. Neither has Russia. But that doesn't mean that in the long arc of history, that that isn't something that if American hegemony and if American world order is to collapse, that doesn't mean that, and maybe it doesn't mean actual occupation, but it could mean the intimidation of, or to put it in modern 2024 vernacular, controlling our politicians. You know, kind of like, you know, maybe making sure that they get enough, you know, millions of dollars that they'll do exactly what it is that the Chinese Communist Party wants. Not that I would imply anything here about any politician in America taking money from a foreign source that they might, you know, subvert or, you know, kind of push aside American interests in favor of Chinese interests or Ukrainian interests or Iranian interests. I mean, I would never try to imply anything like that. Oh, yeah. And then I think about the Bidens. American hegemony has given you and me, we've not had a world war since World War II. Yeah, we've had skirmishes. But stop and think for a moment just about the Korean War. The Korean War and the armistice, the war is still active. There's just a ceasefire, if you will, an armistice. But it hasn't broken back out. You know why? Because the Kim family, Kim Jong-un being the current son or grandson, they mostly fear the United States. It's not that they mostly fear South Korea. It's not that they mostly fear Seoul. It's that they fear us. What do? We don't really do much. We maintain forces on the peninsula. If you've ever been to Seoul and you've ever seen the number of soldiers there, you know that that acts as a deterrence. And not just a deterrence to North Korea, but a deterrence to Communist China. So what does South Korea do? South Korea, because we maintain that stability, becomes an economic force in the world. A capitalist force in the world, where we have a lot of trade, where we get a lot of products. Same with Taiwan, except we don't have any troops on the island. But because of our relationship with South Korea and Japan, China remains somewhat at bay. It's a great example of how a strong America, a strong military, and a presence around the country, and a willingness to use force when we need to use force, or at least having people believe that we are willing to use force if we need to use force, keeps our enemies at bay and allows the world to live primarily in peace, with the exception of those poor souls that live in communist countries. But at least the communist countries don't expand. So where are we today? Well, you look around. How much deterrence do we really have today? Do the commies in China? Does Putin? Do any of these people really fear us today? Let's think about that when we get back. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Now, the Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Go hit the website right now, michaelsaysgohere.com, and then follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I want you to think about And I know I'm partisan on this. I mean, you've heard me long enough now. You know that I'm a conservative / libertarian Republican, even though I pretty much disdain the Republican Party. They always manage to snap defeat from the jaws of victory. They always manage to shoot themselves in the foot. They always manage to say one thing and do another. But their agenda, generally speaking, is the antithesis of the Democrats' agenda, which is destroying the country by pushing us down a path toward Marxist policies, more government control and intervention in our lives, and on the world stage is making us weaker and weaker. An example of that are the Houthis. The Houthis are a proxy organization for Iran. The Iranians provide the Houthis, which are based in Yemen. They're named after their leader. I forget what his first name is, but, you know, Bubba Houthi. And Houthi and the Houthis have been conducting a civil war on that part, that side, that end of Saudi Arabia for years now. And part of that civil war is to try to destabilize the Middle East. You know, politics always makes strange bedfellows. And one of the strange bedfellows that you'll find in the Middle East is when you think about the Abraham Accords, started back by Jared Kushner in the Trump administration. Because Kushner and Trump saw an opportunity because the Saudis, particularly under Prince MBS, recognized that the danger to the Saudis, for that matter, the Sisi in Egypt, who is really disliked among a lot of the Middle Eastern countries. But the Saudis in Egypt and the United Arab Emirates, probably the exception might be Qatar, but certainly Kuwait, Oman, these other countries, all recognize that the Iranians and the mullahs, to be more specific, it should be the mullahs, the Iranian people aren't really the threat, but the mullahs that control Iran are a threat to stability in the Middle East. And while these Arab countries, and it may not be as fast as we want it to be, while these Arab countries try to modernize and they try to be a little more progressive and they try to kind of open up their societies a little bit, I mean, it's taken them, you know, centuries to get where they are today. They're not going to turn around and become democratic republics in the next 2 weeks. But anything we can do to help them along, we should be doing. And one of those things was the Abraham Accords, that said, look, they're willing to make peace with Israel because Israel has a mortal enemy in Iran, and so do we. Because the Iranians, if they had their way, they would just wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and in so doing, destabilize the monarchies and all the kings, all the princes that control all these other Arab countries, and allow the mullahs to take over most, if not all, of the Middle East. You think your oil prices are high today? Wait till that happens. Or when you think about, I don't know, what, 10, 15% of all global commerce goes through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, and that's going to be controlled by the mullahs, these radical Islamists in Iran, and people just want to shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, well, we don't have any involvement there. Absolutely we do. The problem is, we've lost, or are losing, to be fair, I guess I should say, we are losing our ability to deter and keep in check the Iranians. And that started with Barack Obama. That's just a fact of life. With you know, people say, well, you just like Barack Obama. Look, I don't like Barack Obama for a whole host of things, but this is squarely on Barack Obama's shoulders. The Iranian nuclear deal started with Barack Obama. The transfer of billions of dollars started with Obama. And then what did the Iranians do? They used all of that cash to then supply all of their proxies in the Middle East that attack, well, they conduct a civil war, the Houthis in Yemen, or Hezbollah in Lebanon, or Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Every missile, rocket, bomb, soldier, tank, bicycle, you name it, has a serial number on it from the Iranians. Made in Iran, financed by Iran, however you want to phrase it. And our failure to, I will give the Biden administration a little bit of leeway here. I think they should have, the minute that the Houthis started sending rockets and injuring American soldiers, we should have had a plan in place before, or at least by the time, the USS Gerald Ford and the USS Eisenhower got into the Mediterranean. They should have had a plan by the time they set anchor to what they would do if they were attacked by the Houthis. But we didn't. Or if we did, we didn't act on it. And we let them attack and attack and attack and attack. Soldiers have traumatic brain injuries. Soldiers have injuries. They have internal injuries from the explosion of these rockets. So soldiers have been harmed, and we didn't do anything. I guess they had to wait until Lloyd Austin got out of the hospital to, finally call the commander-in-chief and say, yeah, I think we ought to do something. I don't think the commander-in-chief has the wherewithal to pick up the phone and call the Secretary of Defense because he doesn't have a clue what's going on anywhere. If you think that I'm joking or trying to be a smartass about the President of the United States, about the commander-in-chief not having a clue about what he's doing or where he is, listen to this. That's not the clip I want. This is where Joe Biden walks into a coffee shop in Pennsylvania. Here it is. He walks into a coffee shop in Pennsylvania and says to some people behind, some workers, some baristas behind the counter.
My name's Joe Biden. I work for the government.
Now, I know that's difficult to heal, but he says, hi, my name's Joe Biden. I work for the government in the United States Senate. What? Wait a minute. You haven't been in the United States Senate. Let's see, 8 years of Obama, and then 4 years during Trump. So there's 12, and now 3 years, 15 years. You haven't been in the United States Senate for 15 years. That would be like saying, hi, my name's Michael Brown. I'm the current Undersecretary of Homeland Security. I haven't been the Undersecretary of Homeland Security for 17 years. I have the presence of mind of knowing that I'm not from the government, and I'm not here to help you, and I'm not from the Department of Homeland Security. The President of the United States doesn't know that. So we put off all of this retaliation against the Houthis because I think, or at least the media, the cabal tries to convince you, that we could start a war with Iran by doing so. The Iranians don't want war with us. They fear us. They fear war with us. But the more we teach them, the more they prod, the more they probe, the more they attack through their proxies and see that we don't do anything, the less that fear, if that fear is measured by a thermometer and their fear is at 98.6 degrees, every time a Houthi attacks an American ship, injures an American soldier, and there's no retaliation, that thermometer drops 2 or 3 degrees, and their fear of us becomes a little less every single day. There is a point of no return. If we allow that thermometer to continue to cool off, and we don't do what's necessary to stop that, at some point that fear will no longer exist. And that will be another notch in the destruction of American hegemony. And we will no longer have the influence over the Middle East, and instead, who will control most of the influential decisions about the Middle East and about Israel and about the modernization of the Arab world, which let's separate the Arab world from radical Islamists. I want to see the Arab world modernize. I want to see them become more progressive. And I understand that they're not going to become us overnight. But we have a chance to allow them the room and the space to do so by keeping their enemies at bay. Well, Michael, we can't be the world's cop and do everything. And when I hear that argument, I want to scream. You know why? Because a world that is not dominated by the United States is a world that's dominated by darkness, is a world that is dominated by communism, is a world that is dominated by dictatorships. They'll control your economy. They'll control the types of goods that you can buy, when you can buy them, how much you pay for them. They will control, you know, if you're a band like the Taiwanese band Mayday that does a concert in Shanghai, and now they're investigating you for lip syncing because that's illegal in China, and you decide that you want to make a trip to, oh, I don't know, maybe you want to make a trip to Tokyo. But now Tokyo is under the influence of the Chinese Communist Party. You see, you will be affected because we have become so blinded and accustomed to American hegemony and American world order that we can't even imagine what the world is like without it. And we think that it will just always be there. And it won't. And these Taiwanese elections is one more step in saying, stop, stop. And finally, rocket attacks or missile attacks back on the Houthis as a retaliatory attack against what they've been doing for the past almost month or more is one tiny step by us in reestablishing our dominance. Now, you might say, and I might argue, well, that's because it's an election year. Well, that might be a legitimate argument. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. One of the problems that we have as Americans is we have so many other issues. We have too much government spending, which when you talk about we should, you know, remain and try to maintain the American world order, then the natural response, and I understand this, the natural response is to say, but we have a hard time even paying for everything we're supposed to be paying for now, and we racked up $34 trillion in debt, and that's going to cost us $1 trillion a year to service, and we only bring in $865 billion a year in taxes, so we're already in the hole. How can we keep doing this? And my response is, then you would do what any business does. You've got to cut costs elsewhere in order to keep the doors open. So at some point, Americans are going to have to realize that we can't keep spending all the money that we do spend on those things that we shouldn't be spending money on and spend money on the things that we should spend money on. Or the alternative is we do allow America to become nothing more than a European socialist nation. And the great United States of America will become like the former British Empire and will be like the United Kingdom. Now, don't get me wrong. London's a great place. The countryside of the United Kingdom is gorgeous. It's a great place to visit. Go to Ireland. Go to Scotland. Go to London. Enjoy some really good Indian food. Do some really nice shopping on German Street. London's a great place. It's a cosmopolitan city. But go live in the UK. Go live in the UK. The National Health Service, for example. You see, the great British Empire collapsed, and now they have, for example, the National Health Service, and that health service system is so overwhelmed that hospital waits are getting longer and longer and longer. People are dying because they can't get medical treatment, and this is the United Kingdom. Taxes are outrageous. Everywhere you go, I mean, they've criminalized thought. They have criminalized speech. These great places that we see as Americans, as American tourists, as great places to visit, is great to go visit. Again, go to London. But then when you go, if you do go eat some really good Indian food, ask the waiter. Ask the wait person. How's your life? How are things? Or go into the countryside and ask them how things are going. Ask them how much disposable income do you have after taxes. You'll soon find that these European socialist countries are gorgeous places to go visit. Austria, Switzerland, Italy. They're all wonderful places to visit. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty about living there, it's really not so great. You see, that's why so many people still want to come to this country. Because this country still has some shred of liberty and freedom, both civil and economic, legal and economic. But that's being whittled away ever little bit by bit by bit. So that we'll soon be like a European socialist country, and we'll be like the United Kingdom. And, you know, it'll be, we'll have to suffer at the whims of whatever else predominant country there is in the world. Russia? Yeah, probably not. I don't think they have the GDP to really become the dominant world power. But China? They've got the people. They don't have the economy right now. But they could. They've got the military. And if they don't have it today, they have a plan to build that military and to become the dominant power in the world. And so they will control commerce, and they will control foreign affairs, and they will control international affairs, and it will all be based upon the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, Michael, you're talking about a bugaboo. You got the boogeyman out there today. Yeah, I do. Because history has shown us that republics that continue down the road that we are on do not survive. And when we do not survive, because power abhors a vacuum, something will fill that vacuum. And in this case, the one place and the one country that could fill the vacuum of American hegemony if we go away is the Chinese Communist Party. And then where will you be? You know, I think we're on the precipice of a great reordering of America, of world affairs, unless and until we educate Americans about the economy, about the Constitution, about our form of government, about our role in world affairs, what the greatest generation did to keep the world in light as opposed to darkness. Most youth today have never even met a World War II veteran. They don't understand World War II and how that kept us out of darkness. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. When we get back, if we don't, like, kill off a bunch of people, climate change is going to kill us. That's coming up next.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files.
Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years.
Order your Legacy Box today.
Go to legacybox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. legacybox.com/audio.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coat.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew. Forecasters say brutally cold weather could prove a deadly challenge this weekend as a continuing wave of Arctic storms hammers much of the country with blinding snow, freezing rain, and whipping winds. Correspondent Joey Hudson says severe weather has left election and campaign workers unsure about what to expect in Monday's Iowa caucuses.
They really are concerned about getting people out in this cold, cold, severe weather. They've had a lot of snow over the past week as well. So that's the big key is turnout, getting people to those caucus meetings.
Governors from New York to Louisiana have declared states of emergency ahead of predicted snow and sub-zero temperatures. Congressman Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, says that American deterrence is suffering right now thanks to President Biden's list of stumbles on foreign policy.
It's crumbling in the Middle East. I fear it's eroding in the Indo-Pacific. And if we continue on this course, we're going to find ourselves stumbling into a shooting war with China. So we need adults in charge. This foreign policy team is not up to the task.
Gallagher says President Biden must hold Defense Secretary Austin accountable for his recent five-day disappearance to undergo a medical procedure. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans can win only small victories so long as they work with one of the smallest majorities in U.S. history, something he believes will change if Republicans increase their majority in this year's election.
I also think we're going to win the Senate back to the Republican Party and the White House as well. So we'll be in a totally different ball game next January, you know, a year from now. But right now, we've got to keep advancing the ball up the field, and that's what this deal does.
That is House Speaker Mike Johnson. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt about their efforts to win at least small legislative battles against the Democrats. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Payback or betrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos fast and easy online term life insurance up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
Protests have forced a South Florida hotel to cancel a Muslim conference.
Citing security concerns, the Marriott Hotel made the call at the last minute Friday after receiving some 100 calls claiming the South Florida Muslim Federation was promoting Hamas, terrorism, and anti-Semitism, and demands that it bar the group. This weekend's conference was expected to draw more than 1,000 people. The Federation had already hired police officers and security guards and offered to hire more, but was rebuffed by Marriott. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Job cuts keep mounting at tech companies. Audible, that's the Amazon-owned online audiobook and podcast service, is letting 5% of its workforce go. The social media company Discord is laying off 170 employees. The layoffs follow other cuts announced this week by Amazon's Prime Video and MGM Studios unit. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. This border battle has nothing to do with outsiders trying to enter the country. It's the Biden administration asking the Supreme Court to tell Texas to stop blocking border agents from its patrols. More details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Texas put up fencing to take control of a nearly 50-acre public park along the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. It's a crossing point for thousands of migrants entering from Mexico last year. The fencing prevents federal agents from accessing a larger and more visible crossing point. The Justice Department says along one stretch, members of the Texas National Guard and their vehicles are preventing border agents from getting to the river. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has the authority to control access to any geographic location in the state. The state and federal government are involved in multiple legal disputes over actions Texas has taken at the border. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, you. Jane, you ignorant. You've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thank you for doing so. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Ask me anything, tell me anything, anytime you want to. I don't, and I can't reply to all of them, but I do read every single one of them every day. So tell me anything or ask me anything, whatever you want to do. Send a text to 33103. Start it with the word Mike or Michael. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And when you do, you can see all the social media icons. Follow me on Twitter. That's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me on X right now. Both Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. So follow me there on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. Do all of that. You can find under the How to Listen tab, you can find all of the affiliates around the country, what time they carry the program, when they rebroadcast the program. Many affiliates play it a couple of times over the weekend. And then be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Please do that. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find The Situation with Michael Brown, hit the subscribe button, and that will get you both the weekday program and the weekend program, so you'll get all the Michael Brown you need. All right, let's get started. Before I get into this, it's colder than a well digger's ass in Colorado right now. And, well, I shouldn't say just Colorado. I think throughout the country right now. I mean, Damien's complaining because it's 50 degrees in Los Angeles, and Sherman Oaks it's 50 degrees. And I'm sure my daughter's got the fireplace going on Scottsdale because it's 58 degrees. And somebody said in Florida they're suffering because it's 50 degrees in Florida. So all of you can just bite me. But anyway, and those poor Iowans are have to go caucus Monday night so they can vote for somebody. This is going to be, caucuses start at 7 o'clock. So it will have been dark for at least 2 hours. I think they're supposed to have record cold. Now, Iowans are accustomed to the cold. But I think when the wind chill is like minus 50 degrees, I think even Iowans would say, yeah, maybe I'll stay home. Here's a little footnote about the Iowa caucuses. I'm going to talk about this Monday on my program, too. Tuesday. We have a holiday Monday. I hope you're going to march or something for Martin Luther King Day. On Tuesday, whether you are for or against Trump is irrelevant to me. Here is the conclusion that I'm coming to, and that is, if Trump carries Iowa, the caucuses, by more than 50%, that will be a blowout. No Republican in the history of the Iowa caucuses has ever gotten more than 50%. If he is able to do that, I think that's the end of the primary. I think that's it, and we ought to stop the bickering and the fighting and just, okay, he's going to be the nominee, whether you like it or not, he's going to be the nominee. So let's just get busy and get focused on the general election, because that's what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are sitting back watching Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, you know, disembowel each other while Trump's running around the country going to either courtrooms or rallies. I mean, that's going to be his campaign. Well, I'm going to be in a courtroom today and I'll be at a rally tomorrow. If he's able to do that, whether you want him to or not, I'm just saying, if he is able to do that, then we ought to just say, okay, cry uncle, it's over with. And then let's focus on the general election. Because it's obvious to me at this juncture, absent some cataclysmic event, which in politics could happen in the next 15 seconds, Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis are not going to be the nominees. Now, I know many people say, well, Michael, wait a minute, that's not fair. We ought to wait until we get through New Hampshire and maybe through South Carolina. Maybe we ought to wait till Super Tuesday. Do you? And I know if you're a Haley supporter or a DeSantis supporter, that you think that you still are able to, you're going to be able to pull this off, or at least start making a race out of it. And I understand that. That has to be your attitude. If you're Donald Trump, you think you've got it in the bag. You should never be so confident to believe that you've got it in the bag in politics. Because, again, anything can happen at any given time, which completely upends an entire campaign. But the reason I say that if he's able to pull that off in Iowa, that's because considering the temperature, considering the wind chill, considering the unprecedented numbers that he will have, if he's able to get above 50%, that will give him the momentum he needs going into New Hampshire and then South Carolina, that by Super Tuesday it's over with. So what will we have been doing? I'm thinking now as the party, not as supporting or opposing any candidate. The Democrats are already focusing on who they believe the nominee is going to be, and they're already defining the narrative for the campaign. And that narrative is democracy's on the ballot. What a bunch of bullcrap. Well, anyway, democracy on the ballot. And Trump's going to be a dictator and all of that kind of crap. Well, if they're already in general election mode and we're still fighting among ourselves, we got to get this thing over with. One way or the other. Get it over with. And the Iowa caucuses may make history and give Trump greater than 50%. And if that's the case, I would say to Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, fold up shop. Let's all have a little kumbaya moment. And let's just admit it's going to be what it is. And let's get it on. So there are my thoughts about where we are in terms of the caucuses. The next point I want to make, I forget where I either read or heard this, but Hunter Biden's lawyer sent a letter to the House Oversight Committee, and the general tone, let me explain, the general tone of the letter was that Hunter Biden was now willing to comply with a new subpoena from the committee and that he would appear before the committee and testify. And so that became the headline. And I looked again today. And then I heard Brett Baer on Fox News last night say exactly the same thing. I checked again today. That's the headline on Fox News. That's the headline on MSNBC. That's the headline on the Washington Post. That's the headline on the New York Times. That's the headline everywhere. That Hunter Biden has agreed to comply with the subpoena and go testify before the House Oversight Committee. Guess what? That's not the real story. I know that may come as a shock to you. Literally, that may come as a shock to you because that's all you've heard, even from conservative outlets. Here's what nobody's telling you. If you actually read the letter and you read the footnotes and you read all the qualifications in the letter, he has not agreed to comply with the subpoena, as we know subpoenas are for any routine congressional subpoena. And that is that you appear before the committee behind closed doors for an indeterminate amount of time, like any deposition. So the lawyers can take all the time they need to ask all the questions, to delve into any little rabbit hole they want to go down, to delve into any topic that develops during the deposition, which is what typically happens in any deposition in a civil or a criminal matter. And then you take that information, the staffers and the lawyers do, and then they formulate the questions for the members of Congress, and then they have a public hearing, which is usually just a charade. The point of that is we now live in a world where if the cabal, even those, Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, MSNBC, CNN, everybody, the networks, all of the major newspapers, the LA Times, the Houston Chronicle, the Denver Compost, the Washington Post, all of these newspapers, everything, all the members of the cabal, we now have to seek out alternative sources of information. And we now have to take everything that we hear with a grain of salt. Because we now live in a world where journalism is essentially dead. It is essentially dead. The networks, the television networks, television news, even just television programming in general, cable, all cable, subscribers, everything is just collapsing before our very eyes. So my challenge to you is to start seeking out alternative sources of information, in particular, alternative sources of information that are opposed to what you believe, so that you can compare that to sources that give you information that you do believe, so that you can now start making up your own mind. That's the world that we now have to live in. When we get back, is the climate really killing billions of people as has been predicted? Because it's cold here, and how many homeless people are going to die? That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako.
We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files. Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over 1 million customers have trusted Legacy Box. Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Order your Legacy Box today. Go to legacybox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. legacybox.com/audio.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Just got an email. Greetings from snow-covered Blizzard, Iowa. Definitely plan to go to the caucuses Monday night, even if I need to take a snow sled. Good for you. Good for you. The Iowa caucuses have always been I misstated that. The Iowa caucuses have never, I shouldn't say never. The Iowa caucuses, I'm really stumbling through this, aren't I? The Iowa caucuses have rarely been a precursor or a great forecast of who the Republican nominee is going to be. Ted Cruz? What happened to him? Rick Santorum? What happened to him? I mean, there's a whole laundry list of people that are left in the ditch alongside the road that won the Iowa caucuses that never became the nominee. But I do think that something could be different this year because, a Cruz or a Santorum. I'm trying to think who else. Maybe Bob Dole. My political history is becoming a little vague now, thinking about back to some of those, like 1988 and earlier. But they didn't become the nominee. But they won the Iowa caucuses. But they won with, 28% or 32% or 18%, just depending on how heavy or how deep the field was. But in this case, there's three. And so if Trump walks away with greater than 50%, I think that's it. And even though Trump may not be my first choice, in fact, right now, I'm still ambivalent about all of them. But I do just want to win in November. And the quicker we can resolve who the nominee is going to be and then rally around that nominee and get busy campaigning as if we were in a general election, the better off the party is. So, Eileen, I don't have to tell you, you've already said you're going to get off your duff and you're going to go caucus, so good for you. Back to my point about we have to really pay attention now to our news sources because, as I said, even Fox News was giving incomplete information about Hunter Biden's lawyer's letter about his agreeing to a subpoena. The same is true, and I know this is difficult. If you, like me, I, for example, believe that the climate changes. I think the climate has changed long before humans were on this planet. And I think the climate will continue to change regardless of the number of people on this planet. Even if we are able to, or the World Health Organization is able to impose another virus on us and try to kill us off again, and they're able to eliminate half the population, guess what? The climate's still going to change. So when we get bombarded with all of these pronouncements and all of this information about how, you know, climate is, in fact, the weather's become climate. We have a particular meteorologist in Denver who, whenever there's, oh, I don't know, is it cold out right now? Yes. Let me look at my watch. What does my watch say? It says, we're getting better. It's only -2 now. We've gained 3 degrees. But he has this habit of, you know, when it's 100 degrees in July or August, that's climate change. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, it's summertime. When it's -2 degrees in January, I'm thinking it's wintertime. And he's like, no, it's climate change. You see, the pattern is the weather has become climate. And so whenever there's an extreme, a drought, which are commonplace, or tornadoes or hurricanes or anything else, that's a sign of climate change. You can't win the argument. Everything in and of itself is climate change. So how do you rise above that noise? How do you figure out a way, which is why I think it's so important that you start seeking out alternative sources of news? You know, I subscribe to all of these websites, all of these newspapers, because I don't, quite frankly, believe any of them. Now, there are a few sources that I actually do read that I think, yes, because they footnote it. They make sure that you understand. It's like reading a thesis sometimes. But climate change is one of those hotly debated topics that people have got their heels dug in, and their belief is their religion, and there's no changing until you start looking at the facts. And when you look at the facts, you realize that these pronouncements about how, you know, billions of people are going to die because of climate change, we got to do something about it. And so that something is controlling what you eat, when you eat, how you travel, how you go from one place to another, what kind of housing you live in, how you heat or cool your home, all of those things. Or maybe we shouldn't even cool or heat our homes anymore. We're bombarded with that all the time. One headline that I ran across says this: climate-changing human activity could lead to 1 billion deaths over the next century, according to a new study. Well, I mean, if it's according to a new study, it must be true, right? Or this one. Scientists warn 1 billion people on track to die from climate change. Oh, well, are you going to be among those billion? And that's a study, too. Those examples are everywhere. So what's the truth? You want to hear the truth? Stay tuned. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Consumers Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Twitter is at Michael Brown USA, and the other two, Facebook and Instagram, are at Michael D. Brown. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohero.com. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, you do all that stuff. Chop, chop. Get busy and do all that stuff. So now we're told that all these people are going to die because of climate change. Now, I will not be surprised if, because now they tried to get everybody ready, but you think about all the illegal aliens coming into the country. They're coming from Venezuela. They're coming from China. They're coming from places. And if they landed in Denver or they've landed in Sioux City, Iowa, they've landed someplace where it's going to be colder than a well digger's ass, then they may not be ready. And somebody's going to lose a limb. We're going to find somebody frozen to death somewhere in the country. Now, is that going to be because of climate change? No, it's because they weren't prepared. Contrary to the claims made by all these alarmists, when you actually look at the data, you are actually safer today from disasters than at any other time in human history. You can, and there are all sorts of reasons for that, too. Building codes, just better responses from EMTs, and emergency responders and first responders. It's just, there's a whole plethora of reasons why. But you're safer today from climate, I wouldn't like to say climate-related disasters, just disasters in general. But in particular, let's say weather-related disasters. According to the International Disaster Database, this is why I say you've got to really start finding really these obscure sources. The number of climate-related disasters has been steadily declining since, pregnant pause. Since when? What do you think the date is? Get a year, just get a year in your mind. The International Disaster Database. The number of climate-related disasters has been steadily declining since, fill in the blank. Are you ready? 1920. Wait a minute. So the number has been steadily declining, while at the same time, what's happening on the other end? Oh, yeah, the global population is continuing to increase. What did we do? We just crossed 8 billion or something? We were told, I remember as a high school debater, oh, my gosh, if the world population gets to 5 billion, we're all going to starve to death. Well, we hit 5 billion, and then we hit 6, and then, you know, the alarmists get louder and louder. The sirens keep going off. The alarm bells are going everywhere. And then we cross $8 billion. And, well, I don't know about you, but I know this is just being smart-ass, but if we're all going to starve to death at $8 billion, I had a pretty damn good dinner last night. You know, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, that's the UN group. They're the forerunners. They're the big kahuna about climate change. They report that climate change has a significant impact on the frequency and intensity of hydrological, meteorological, and climatological disasters. Now, when you look at them, the IPCC, they say that the global average temperature has already risen about 1.1 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. And they say that that has led to more frequent and intense, and you know, you hear this all the time. I told my local audience the other day that I for whatever reason, I forget what the reason was, but I wanted to watch one of the network news evening shows. So I switched over to David Muir, and I watched the ABC World News Tonight. Now, I expected the headline, the first story in the A block, you know, you're leading right off the top of the news. Well, I expected the top of the news to be something about the Middle East or China or, you know, the current political stance in the country, something about politics. Nope, it was the weather. National news, the national network, led with the news. And, of course, it was the stereotypical, you know, well, today some, you know, 100 million America, a third of America, is going to be affected by an extreme weather pattern. What is that extreme weather pattern? Notice we're having a polar vortex right now. We used to call those Arctic cold fronts, but we changed the language. Now it's a polar vortex. Where's George Carlin when you need him, right? Now go back to the IPCC for a minute. They say that the average temperature of the world has already risen by 1.1 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times, and that that's led to, and of course this is now reinforced by, the cabal. You have worse heat waves, you got worse, you know, rainstorms, thunderstorms, you got worse droughts. So you get my point. Everything is worse because the world's temperature, 1.1 degrees Celsius. You know, I saw a great, and I know it's anecdotal, but still I find it funny as hell. A photograph taken from New York Harbor of the Statue of Liberty. And it showed the sea, in fact, it said sea level. And it pointed to the edge of the island where the Statue of Liberty sits. And then, I mean, that was like, it was like, I don't know, 1860 or 1900 or something. And then it said, sea level, 2023, must have been taken last year. That's exactly the same. You ever told sea level is rising all the time? We haven't. There's no perceptible change, at least at the Statue of Liberty. When you look at the recorded, remember they're talking about climatological, meteorological, hydrological, all the different kinds of things that go into weather patterns. They say that the number of deaths, human deaths, from human-induced climate change has contributed to this increase in frequency and intensity of all these weather events. But when you look at the recorded number of those different disasters, again, as reported by the International Disaster Database, you find that that's not true. The number of hydrological, meteorological, and climatological disasters since 2000, as reported by that database, is on a slight downward trend. Global death tolls have declined over the past century. Now, why would that be? Well, obviously we have early warning systems. We got better infrastructure. We know how to build buildings better to withstand earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes. We have better disaster preparedness. People kind of understand that, you know what, when they tell you that it's going to be hot as hell outside or it's going to be freezing cold, I mean, I'm fascinated by, and maybe I'm just an old fart and I've heard this my entire life, but, you know, the wind chill is going to be minus 27 degrees outside in Colorado today. And you're going to have frostbite within about, you know, 20 minutes. Well, duh. So people understand better how to deal with the climate and weather. So the number of deaths are not increasing. This proves my point that, well, I don't necessarily, maybe it doesn't prove the point, but it's certainly evidence of my point, that whatever the problem that we have today, whatever it might be, that we think is an intractable problem, that's never going to be solved, is so short-sighted. Or that whatever new technology or new invention comes along, is going to completely upend everything, and it's going to destroy our way of life. You know, AI is the current one. Artificial intelligence is going to completely destroy everything. Well, it certainly may, you know, there's something, you know, there absolutely is creative destruction, And creating destruction may actually mean that, you know, some jobs go away, but new jobs are created. Some ways of doing things go away, and there are new ways of doing things. But the point I want to make is this. We don't know, and I always describe it this way. We don't know what brilliant little kid is working in, you know, his dad's workshop somewhere, or sitting in his room computer programming something, or coming up with some new idea that's going to completely resolve the problem that we think is intractable today, or give us an entirely new way of doing something. Hells bells, I've seen that just right here in radio. When I started out in radio some 19 years ago now, you know, there was just one way that we did it. And we didn't have podcasts. We didn't have streaming. We didn't have the ability for me to be, you don't really know where I am right now. I now have the ability, and have had for several years, but post-COVID it's become just pretty normal, to pretty much broadcast from anywhere. If I got a large enough battery pack, I could be in the back seat of my Jeep, parked out somewhere broadcasting, and you wouldn't have a clue. I just need a little soundproofing, and I can just go broadcast from anywhere. The point being, we become so short-sighted, and we believe that whatever is today, that's the way it's always going to be, and we don't teach or remember history, so we think that whatever is today, that's the way it's always been. It goes back to my whole point about American hegemony that I talked about in the first hour and the American world order, because we have an entire generation of people that have grown up living in the American world order, so they think that's the way it's always been and the way it always will be. And that's just simply not true. And the same is true when it comes to the climate. When you filter that database for just the hydrological, the meteorological, and the climatological disasters, and you omit events that are, attributed to things like epidemics or industrial accidents, you can plot how deaths associated with extreme weather have changed since 2000. And guess what? The graph is down. The trend line is down. So when you focus solely on, and I'll just use the term weather, whether it be hydrological, meteorological, or climatological, just weather in general. The deaths from tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, droughts, cold, heat, everything is down, even as the population explodes. So there's no correlation. There is no correlation between greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide that I'm breathing out right now, that is in the atmosphere, and deaths because of extreme weather. There's just no correlation whatsoever. But yet I promise you, you listen for it this weekend. You listen for it over the next 48 hours as this polar vortex descends upon the country. And Damien in Sherman Oaks is freezing his butt off because it's 55. And people in Miami are cold because it's 52. And I'm cold because it's -2. And then you start listening to how they, with just increasing hyperbole, tell you how bad it is. And we got to change. Do we really? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako.
We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files. Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos,
All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box. Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Order your Legacy Box today. Go to LegacyBox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's LegacyBox.com/audio for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/audio.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We've been talking about this fear-mongering, and I think it's particularly pertinent considering that the other Chiron that I saw on one of the news channels, maybe yesterday, may have been this morning, was all 50 states under some sort of weather emergency or weather conditions. And I thought to myself, well, isn't that always true? Aren't all 50 states always under some sort of weather condition? There's always the weather. It proves my point that the media really does play probably the most significant role in promoting all of this alarmism, because they always focus. I mean, this has always been true about the news, but in particular right now, they've taken climate. And they're using climate And they focus on the most extreme, the most sensationalist predictions of climate change. And then that leads to a distorted view of all the risks posed by climate change. And then that in turn contributes to the fear and the anxiety that a lot of people feel about it. So I think it's important to remember that, guess what? The media is not always objective. And in fact, sometimes the media actually lies to you. I know. Write it down. I said it. Sometimes the media actually lies to you. That's why it's so... The world that we live in today, which I know is a trite phrase, but it's true. The world that you and I live in today with all of these inputs, everywhere you turn, there is news, advertisements, inputs. You know, some websites that I go to, I absolutely despise because I'm just constantly fighting, you know, ads that get in the way of what I'm trying to read. I'm clicking on close and, you know, moving and everything. It's just a constant barrage of information. And I think that's why artificial intelligence will probably play a significant role in our ability to start refining what it is that we hear and learn. And hopefully do it in an objective way. But the constant turning everything about weather into a catastrophe and then fear-mongering by the media, the tech giants, politicians, the cabal, pushing the idea that climate change is going to kill billions, it's just not supported by the evidence. It's just one of those examples of if you are, as I call it, a drive-by consumer of news, if you're a drive-by consumer of news, then you're going to believe that, oh, my gosh. And that's why, you know, I've told you, I don't know whether I've told my national audience, but I've told my local audience that my wife, and I'm not violating any confidences here because I'm just, she never tells me the names or anything, but she has a student that she counsels that is truly, has true, honest anxiety about the climate. And I'm talking about a grade schooler. How in the hell do we have grade schoolers that have anxiety about the climate? Because, well, I'm sure their parents, I don't know, but I'm certain that their parents are a bunch of climate alarmists, and that's all they listen to, and they're absolutely convinced that if they don't, you know, drive an electric car, if they don't, you know, use some alternative source of heating or cooling, if they don't stop farting or breathing, that they're going to destroy the climate. I just promise you this. Advances in technology, advances in the way we do things, changes in the way we do things, just the resilience that we have as human beings. Look, I think about my grandparents who survived the Dust Bowl. They survived it. They were resilient, hardy people. But beyond that, the climate simply is not killing billions of people. Everybody take a deep breath. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.